Talking about decision-making, which is one of the parts of the audit we found we really wanted to look at and couldn't get from any other sources, of the mastectomy-only patients, the patients who go ahead and have a mastectomy without reconstruction, only 31% of them were offered immediate reconstruction at the time. And we asked clinicians why this was, because there are lots of reasons that that might be the case. And 60% were judged inappropriate for surgery due to their own things like age, comorbidity, other issues that made them inappropriate for extended surgery. 39% were said to have treatment pathway issues, issues with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, or in 24% of the cases, adjuvant radiotherapy. And only 7% had service access issues where immediate reconstruction was not available locally and in time.